The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this Friday's episode of your Wealth Class on Radio. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Yesterday is Friday, when we ought to be responding to your questions. But we didn't get many questions that are different so much from what we have treated in the past. Therefore, I will be doing a brief investment strategy. To my mind, this is actually what you'll be needing at this point. But before I tell you why, I strongly recommend that you keep asking questions, because therein lies your ability to know. For all your questions, please send a text or WhatsApp message to Ruth on 070-3134-1703. I repeat, 070-3134-1703. You can also join our Telegram group for live discussions. To do that, please, you will need to call Ruth also on 0703-134-1703. Now, let me tell you why the brief investment strategy of this morning is so important. Stock prices seem to be waking up. There seems to be this renewed interest in the Nigerian market. You see, such scenarios do often work out to favor those who have always been in the market. Why is it so? It is just simple, and elementary economics teaches that the higher the demand, the higher the price of such good or service. So renewed interest in stocks will, one, awaken the prices of some dead or dying stocks. One, the renewed interest in the stock market will awaken the prices of some dead or even dying stocks. I repeated that intentionally. Now, stocks with no fundamentals strong enough to back up the rising prices will begin to show faces. Please make sure you invest not in rising prices, but in sound backup figures to support whatever the price might be doing. Number two, renewed interest in stocks will push prices of some good stocks higher than normal. You need also to note this and avoid abnormal price surge. Number three, renewed interest in stocks will create early sell opportunity for those who have held some stocks for long. If the reason for holding such stocks for long has been due to poor price performances resulting from poor fundamentals, all you need to do is allow a recovery. If price could go beyond what you bought, why not allow your profits to run? But don't be too greedy at the time, seeing the nature of the stock being with not sound fundamentals, you will have to sell, recover your investment, and look for other opportunities. Number four, during such a weakened price movement, don't do buy and hold. Invest with a short term in view. But then, such investments should be in stocks where you may choose to stay long, in case your investment in the short term does not just crystallize as projected. In other words, invest in stocks that you can always have reasons to hold. So what are these reasons that will make you to say you want to hold on to a stock if the price should fall below how much you bought? Number one, that you have access to their past results, and these results have been consistently good. Number two, that you can project into their possible results, And this projection is also positive. Number three, that the company operates in good industry with favorable government policy. Number four, that the company has good products and services as backup. Number five, that they have good board and management. Number six, that they have age as their advantage and not that they are mere starter. Number seven, that the price and fundamentals are not parallel. That is, they are not singing discordant tune. It is not that the earnings are declining and the prices are growing, but the earnings and the prices are moving together. So you learning and laying hold on the basic ratios will lead you as far as this is concerned. Number eight, look at their price performances in the last 1 year, which is the 52 weeks range. Number nine, look at their prices in the course of the year. Number 10, consider prices of other stocks in the same price level in the same industry within the market and in the market as a whole. Let me leave it at that. Please note, making money in stocks will require lots of efforts, lot of works, lot of thinking, lot of analysis, lot of discussions with people, lot of interaction. If you are not ready for all this, please leave stock alone before you gamble with your money and lose, at which period you will come out to begin to say that the stock market is bad. Having said all this, let me quickly let you know, as number 11 point, that the knowledge of technical analysis to guide you on current price position will be added advantage. Technical analysis is just a measure of market reactions and actions with probable reactions. So what are the charts saying about some specific equities on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange as we speak? And there are some that are actually looking high. There are some that are within buying range. Please note that we are not relating price with fundamentals. I'm only expressing what I can read from the charts on these equities. So you need to be mindful of what to do in the market at this point in time. Let me quickly go through the list. ABC Transport is within buying range. The price will fumble and wobble as it goes up. Access is now conveniently looking up. Africa Prudential is trending now, but the price is not overpriced. AECO is within the buying range. Bagger Paint is too high for now. Boa Cement is trending too high. Cadbury is within buy range. If you can wait, Champion Breweries might not rise geometrically, but the stock is within buying region. Talking about the price, Consolidated Hallmark Insurance PLC is too high in price. That is what I can see on the chart. No matter what the price is doing on the floor of the NGX, what the chart is saying is that the price needs to shed a little point. Let the stock shed point before you buy. C&I Leasing is too high. Conon is too high. Cornerstone, we need to relax a little before becoming comfortable enough for you to buy. Custodian is within the buying range. Qutis too is high. The earnings are very good, but the price is saying for now too high. Dangote Sugar is good to go after two or more gains. Eterna Oil will be too high in price, but for now, it still has a little bit of capacity to move up a little bit. ETI is good to buy. FBNH, the big elephant, is looking cheap for now. FCMB is looking down, but the price is within a buying range. Fidelity is good to buy. Fitzen is flat, but the price is within buying range. Flamme seems high. GSK is very low in price. If you can wait, Guarantee is looking good to buy. Guinness is actually cheap. Honeywell Flour is within buying range. International Breweries is down enough in price. Japan Gold is trending down, but the price is now within buying range. I can see the earnings of the company trying to improve. Let us see how far they can go going forward. Same as Japol, that is talking about the price trending down, but within the buying range. Julius Berger is good to buy. Lasako is low. Linkage price is low. Talking about the chart, not relating with earnings. Livestock is high on the chart. Mansard is trending down, but the price is within the buying range. May and Baker is looking sweet to buy. Mutual Benefit is within the buying range. Nigerian Breweries is high. NEM Insurance is low. Nimeth is low. Oando is within the buy range, but I'm not saying you should buy. Those are by me was the one that told you to buy Oando. We need more results from Oando to convince someone like me. PZ is looking too high. Regency Alliance Insurance is trending now, but the price is within buying range. Stanbic is looking high. Sterling Bank is trending down, but the price is within buy range. Transcar is good. UACN Property is good to buy. UACN is trending down, but good. That is the price within buy range. UBN is a bargain at current price. That is what I can see on the chart. UBN is now buyable. It remains the bride between Access and Zenith. Let us see where it will eventually end. UCAP is within the buying range. Unity Bank, you run big risk buying the stock now. CBN is looking for a buyer for the company. Or for the bank, we wait to see where it will eventually end. But there are stories of illiquidity surrounding Unity Bank as we speak. WAPCO is good enough at current price level. That is what I can see on the chart. WAPIC is not bad. WEMA is within good buy range. Zenith is good for you to buy at the current price. Wow. I've virtually touched on all good stocks in the Nigerian market, stocks that are listed on the floors of the NGX. All right, we can do more if you join me with Aruna Kibera and Garba Kurfi at 10 p.m. on Sunday on Lagos Television. Lagos Television is on DSTV 256. They are on GoTV 90. They are also on Star Times. I don't use Star Times, so I don't know the frequency there. And they are on some other free-to-air channels. All right? So you should join us, Aruna Kibera and myself, Garba Kurfi and myself. Aruna Kibera and myself will be doing market update. Of course, we're going to be repeating that on Monday on this radio channel. And Malam Garba Kurfi and myself will be looking at the strategy for this next week. That also will be repeated on Tuesday on this radio broadcast here. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned. Make sure that you get this information across to someone that the Oracle is indeed back, giving you the best of information possible as far as investment and stock market in particular is concerned. You see, all this, the radio presentation, the TV presentation, our analysis are available on our website, www.stocksng.com. I repeat, www.stocksng.com, S-C-O-C-K-S-N-G, together, www.stocksng.com. I've got to go. I want to say a very big thank you to all that have worked with us in the course of the week to make our broadcast a success. Until Monday morning, when I shall be returning your way again, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation, Abayomi Obabalejo. God bless you. Enjoy your weekend.